Ah, fuck off with your "Do you follow Jesus this close" bumper sticker. No, I don't. I don't follow him at all. But if I did, he probably wouldn't be driving a 2007 Mitsubishi Eclipse. All right? So fuck right off. Bow, 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 I'll let you think that you know. Bam, 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 bam. It's melting away like snow on a window. Bow, bow, bow. I think that's one of my new favorite songs. I got this playlist I put together on Spotify, and I'll send it to you if you ask. Look, buddy, nobody wants to see your stupid ass playlist, your fucking Spotify playlist. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But there is this group called the Sugar Candy Mountain. I think that's what they're called. They're badass, though. I think they see. Let's see. Where the fuck are you? My liked songs, it's called, where'd it go? Did I lose it already? Have they revoked my listening privileges? Oh no, there it is. Windows, it's called Windows. The song is called Windows from Sugar Candy Mountain, which sounds like some kind of like Adventure Time, tripping balls, LSD, fucking mushroom-inspired thing about all that you know, you don't really know, all right? All that you think that you know is melting away after you took all those mushrooms. Yeah, and those weren't they weren't portobello mushrooms, bitch. So, but, anywho, what's going on? So, there's all kinds of wild and weird shit. It's kind of like we had a little burst of like a little fall preview. It was very nice from Friday to Sunday, like a 3-day little beautiful little kind of intro to fall. Overcast, light rain in the morning. Like, oh, it's so nice. Just waking up. And there's clouds, you open a window, you listen to the rain, you get outside and you definitely take advantage of the coolness, you know, as opposed to like the searing heat, you know, you don't have to feel like a piece of ahi tuna. You just get out there and you just kind of take advantage of it. And that's what I did. So it was beautiful. It was nice. You get out and it's deceptive though, because it was only, well, it was weird out on September 1st. It went from like a high of like 95 in August of, you know, the 31st. Then the next day it's like a high of like 74. With overcast skies. Oh, so, you know, it throws you for a loop, because now all the fucking pumpkin latte people are out wandering the streets, you know? Like, that's what I do. I just drive around, I observe shit, I look at people's patterns, I look at the way they drive, I look at their bumper stickers. It's an insight into society that you start to see things as a collective, and you're just like, well, we are a bacteria, that's for sure. But it's at the point now, so we're about to get into the holidays. This is the one point maybe where you can kind of look back and go, okay, this is where it all kind of started. this is where we got kind of, once you get into like the end of September, like I've already been invited to Thanksgiving. That's already happened. That was last Friday, or I think, or was it August? I don't know. It's my ex-in-laws are hosting it, and thankfully my lady gets along with them. But when was that? That was, oh, it was Wednesday? Holy shit. Okay. So I'm already RSVPing on Thanksgiving bullshit, and which is fine. You know me. You know how I love Thanksgiving. However, you know, I wish every day could be like going to Boston Market, right? And just getting like turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy, you know? But it can't be that way every day. So we get a little intro to the fall. We get geared up. We start thinking, oh, here we go. October rolls around. You get in it from, honestly, from like the end of September to the beginning of October, you get shot through the next kind of 3 months like shit through a goose, right? Like, you just, everything's a blur. So, and one of the reasons, I guess, it's kind of a combination effect of things like a lot of stuff's wrapping up, a lot of races. UTMB wrapped up yesterday. Courtney DeWalter, just unfucking believable. She did like the triple that has never been done, with winning Western States, winning the Hard Rock 100, and then winning UTMB in Chamonix, France. So shout out to her. What a beast. What a fucking beast. And then finally, Jim Walmsley got that monkey off his back, right? Just as my son was getting a monkey tattoo on his back. Like, you can't stop this guy. He's got a monkey tattoo on his back. He went to Ireland to get a monkey on his back. But Jim Walmsley, the first American to win UTMB Ultra Trail Mont Blanc 2023. Let's fucking go. Got the monkey off his back. And so here we are, the Americans taking both races and all the hardware that goes along with it. Good job, guys. It's been a summer. It's been a year so far, myself included. This has been one of the busier years. And without a doubt, the next 3 months is just going to go just at light speed, right? Trying to just, well, first of all, process kind of like the year up till now. We're, you know, like, it's been 7 months now, no, six, almost 7 months since the first camping trip, Beals Point in Folsom. They spotted a bear out there at Folsom Lake, so I'm not going out there anymore. At Beals Point, right, literally on the shore of Folsom Lake. But then since then, it's been, you know, I mean, it's been busy. I had some goals. My goal, of course, I wanted to go to a Rivercats game. I made it. First time to a Sacramento Rivercats game. I wanted to go to a Giants game. Hadn't been in years. Got to go to a Giants game. My ubiquitous Tahoe trips. We did at least one. I know we did the one. My lady and I went up, and that's when we ate at the German restaurant, Das Kuchenhaus. Had some schnitzel. They got schnauzer in the schnitzel. And then just a sprinkling of, you know, a smattering of little escapades here and there. Of course, Santa Barbara was in March. My God. It's been 6 months since Santa Barbara, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense. Sure. State Fair. Real brief little brief little endeavor, the state fair. We made it. We made it to the state fair. So it's been, like I say, it's been a good year. And, but now we're gearing up. Now we're gearing up for the real motherfucking shit, right? Football season started. College football season started this last weekend. UCLA, everybody in the Pac-12 won. USC won twice somehow. So everybody in the Pac-12 is 1-0 except for USC. They're 2-0. Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams is doing like, what was he doing? Like, I saw him in a commercial for, what the hell was it? He's slinging something, but he's like a senior in college. Is that, can we do that now? Is that legit? I mean, have we just decided, okay, we're going to pay our players. We're going to vilify Reggie Bush, you know, another USC great. But everybody here from now on can do commercials and I don't know what the rules are, man. Right? It's different now, right? Like the winners of the world championships, each event, the winner, the gold medalist got $70,000, and there's a payout all the way down to like I think 7th or 8th place. Back in the day, that was unheard of. You can't do, it was, you know, I think in the 80s, they were getting paid, but they couldn't, they had to put it in like a trust to keep their amateur status. And then prior to that, like in the days of Prefontaine, forget it. You're sleeping on some dude's couch, bro. You might be in Zurich, Switzerland, about ready to run one of the great European track meets of the summer, but you're going to crash on a couch, bro. There's no money for you. This is track, man. This is fucking, you know, this is not a high-profile sport to us Americans, right? So, sorry, bro. We got money for other things, but not you. Sorry. Sorry about it. So, and what was, of course, kind of rehashing the whole, you know, they're still going back and forth on the whole Noah Lyles thing with the 100-meter, 200-meter world champion and relay champion talking about his, the fact that they are more of a world sport actually competing against other world athletes toe-to-toe as opposed to, like, his, of course, you know, his little sound bit was about the NBA being world champions, winning the NBA finals, being world champions. And they're going back and forth as far as like the legitimacy of a sport like the NBA representing the world. And it does to a point, but again, they still don't, I mean, is there a team? I mean, that's what the Olympics kind of are for, right? We lost in the Olympics back in the 90s. We don't lose very often. We stack that team. But I think a better argument could be made that super, like the football end of things, like we're over there trying to like stage American football in London. And some, I get, they watch it. It seems odd. They call it gridiron. Australia, they call it gridiron, but football to them is soccer. But when you say like the world champions, like the Patriots, the New England Patriots are world champions, or the Kansas City Chiefs are world champions, that is straying even further from the point, right? But they're not really representative of the world. Like, I don't think it's any representation at all. And we're kind of like, here, enjoy our sport. But we are world champions, even though we didn't compete against you in Europe or any of the other countries. But whatever. Nevertheless, football season started up. We're here. And there's nothing more myopic and more fervent than the NFL season to an American. It's like nothing else matters anymore. We got our blinders on. Fuck everything else. Fuck the world. It's you got guys that are drafting, fantasy football teams and pretending to be GMs and, LARPing and playing their little Dungeons and Dragons and shit. And good on them. But I don't know. But now it's like, yeah. Now we got to listen to all the fucking talking heads and commentary. One of the things that I've noticed early on in the season is they asked Joe Montana, who is the greatest of all time, quarterback wise. Like in this, it's kind of like it's one of those arguments that just doesn't seem to want to go away. Like if you have a moment of free time, let's exhaust this topic, please, because we just can't beat it to death enough, right? But so, and it seems like every high profile talking head or prolific athlete figurehead legend wants to play the contrarian, right? So what's Joe Montana say the greatest quarterback is of all time? Dan Marino. Yeah. Like Dan Marino. Really? Like, are you saying that just to piss us off or what? I mean, what's the real question? If the real question is who had the most ability, yeah, that could be Dan Marino or Dan Fouts or Dan Pastorini or any of those Dans. All right? The triple D's. Dan Marino, I think Marino was the first guy to throw for 5,000 yards when nobody was doing it. Montana, his best season was, a shade over 4,000? He wasn't really a stats guy. He was just Mr. Cool, right? He was just Joe Cool. He was, he just won 4 Super Bowls, right? That's great. Terry Bradshaw won 4 Super Bowls. He wasn't really a numbers guy either. But Marino didn't win shit. And when he was in position to win something, he just got his shit pushed in. Like let's be real. Like he's a legend. Of course he is. I think he was the all-time passing leader for a while there until probably Manning. Peyton Manning probably flew by him. And then Brady flew by him. And then eventually, like if you're asking this question in like 20 years, could be Mahomes, right? The dude throws 5,000 yards his first, like his full rookie season. He's already won 2 Super Bowls. It's a little preemptive to put him in that conversation, like who's the greatest of all time. He's going to be in that conversation. He's poised, but come on. Are they all Brady haters? You gotta love Brady. Just I think he gets flack from everybody, right? If he's not eating sugar, if he's not dating, or if he's not complying with Brazilian supermodels, if he's not, I don't know, proving something to somebody somewhere else. The dude's won 7 Super Bowls, right? He's been in 10. Like in the modern era, that doesn't even make sense. It's not even an argument. So whatever. But I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. It'll be there's no Brady this season. My allegiance is to a good game. Like first and foremost, don't you want to just see a good game? Like I like anybody that's legit, that's gonna put up a good fight, right? So, it's really, you know, when you think about it, it's a game. It is a game of inches. Everything comes down. It usually comes down to the momentum of a game, right? Like, you can have two guys going back and forth, like that game with, gosh, when was that? Like, 2018, 2019. The Rams-Chiefs game where Jared Goff and Mahomes went off and it was like 53-51. They both threw for like 500. Like, that's what you want. That's a game. Like, that's the game. You know, that shit is fucking, like, that's what you tune in to see, right? Just a offensive, just fucking free-for-all. Let's go. Just like back in the day when you had, like, Drew Bledsoe versus Dan Marino, right? Patriots-Dolphins, right? Great rivalry. Two great quarterbacks, both with just rifled shotgun arms, you know? Just airing it out, you know? Or back in the Manning and Brady days. Like, that's the shit right there. That's it, right? So here we go. We're going into the last month of baseball. If I had to put my money on any team right now, it'd be the Braves. I've never been a Braves guy, but they're looking pretty unbeatable. They got the tools, they got the guys, they got the stats. But going into the, you know, like last year, it was like you had a bunch of like 80 game winners going into the postseason. Padres this season, it looked like they were always like that, you know, 68 and 75 type team, you know, 7 games under 500, but always poised to make a run. All the studs in the lineup, but never really materializing. And I think they still think they're in it. I think they're like, well, they just beat the Giants 2 out of 4 games, the last 2 or 3 games. But I think they still think they're in it, even though they're like 12 and a half games back in the wild card. I think the Angels have a better record than them, and the Angels are horrible. The Angels is I haven't seen a team fall apart like that in a while. But so we got postseason, we got October, we're gonna have October baseball. Then you got football at the same time. We just kind of finished off all the running and the ultras and the track and all that bullshit. So it's now time to get into the nitty gritty, the real hardware, right? Like, let's fucking go. Man, other than that, boy, there isn't really, everything else is just kind of rolling right along, just staying busy, just enjoying this weather. We're going to leap back up to the 90s again. Labor Day. Like, what is it? Like, you know what? Like, why are we... Labor Day is like a weird holiday. It's more of a marker, I guess. End of the summer type marker. And, but it's designed, I think, to honor, like, the labor movement of, you know, the American people, right? Like, go out there, work hard, and then we're gonna have a day to kind of commemorate the the blue collar working man, the hard working American, by giving them a day called Labor Day. But you know what? Can you come in and work that day? Can you? Would you mind coming in just for a half day? Just for? Can you help us out? Right? Like, I understand. Like, you already work 7 days a week, but could you work an eighth day? Would that be too much to ask? You know, like it's like those memes, you know, that talk about Europeans and their voicemail. Sorry, I'm out for the summer. If you leave a message, I'll get back to you by email. When I get back in September, versus the American voicemail. Sorry, I'm in the middle of open heart surgery, but if you leave a message, I can get back to you in 20 minutes. And yeah, so we're gonna honor. We're honoring all the hardworking Americans by making them work on a holiday. Why the hell not? It's American way. It's America, right? It is that way. I mean, what do you think? You think? I mean, the sad reality is that, you know, like Elon Musk is going to work 90. He's going to work 90 hours this week, you know. But you can't, I guess you can't look at it that way. You got to look at it as like, you know, you're going to work hard, you play hard. You work hard, you play hard. Okay? So play hard because you're going to work hard. And let's go. Let's just fucking go, right? No more lollygagging around. Like, let's show them how it's done, you know? Like, let's do it with a smile. Let's go. Let's work hard. Let's get after it. Let's take some classes. Let's buy a house. Let's fucking work 90 hours this week. Let's make it to that, you know, to that spin class after work, right? Let's fucking get our shopping done. Let's get our house cleaned, you know? Let's get it going. Just keep moving forward. Just keep pushing the envelope, man. Let's go. Let's make it happen. I'll make this episode short today in honor of Labor Day and celebration of the holiday. I got to get back to work. I'm working today. Fuck it. You know, what does time off even mean? What does that even mean? What benefit does it serve to just sequester yourself into a room and do nothing? What are you doing? You know, that's not helping you. That's not helping anybody. That's not expanding your bandwidth. Let's go. Let's go a little harder, right? Just when you think you're done. I think you got 40% more in you. Let's go. Who cares about time off? Nobody cares about that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody got time for time off. It's Labor Day, man. Let's fucking get out and do some labor. Yeah, fuck it. What are you gonna do? Anyway, I'll keep it brief. Happy Labor Day to all of y'all. Hopefully you didn't have to work. Hopefully you're not stuck in some cubicle staring at some kind of felt-looking wall with a bunch of thumbtacks stuck in it with a picture of a photocopied fucking replicated version of your family or some fucking dog that you love or some shit where you wish you'd be hanging out with them, but you're not because you're working on your day off, which is Labor Day, which is a holiday, which is meant to celebrate the working class of America, but you got called in, you know, because, you know, you're short staffed today and we really need the help. Can you just come in this one time again for the rest of your life, please? All right. Excellent. Hey, I appreciate it. I won't forget this either. I'll totally think about you when I'm making the schedule next week. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks again. All right. And I'll leave it at that. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully you did get a little breather. Hopefully you were able to kind of, you know, gather your senses, get your marbles back put in a row. I don't know. Fuck it. We all got bills to pay. Get back to work. All right. Happy Labor Day. I'll talk at you later. Arrivederci, baby.